Blog Talk Radio.
Excited you are joining me on today. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. So just waiting for you all to log on in. God is so truly indeed good, and I just bless his name. Amen. I am always excited about the Lord and always excited about the great things he is doing and the great things that he will continue to do. I bless God on today. I am truly grateful for you all coming on and joining me each week. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. I am always grateful to those for joining me, and who watch the replay, those who are YouTube, those who dial in, those who are on Facebook Live. I bless God for you. Amen and amen. Good morning. Good morning, Evangelist Pickett Williams. How are you on this morning? Yes, yes, yes. It is good. It's good. That is our topic on today. It's good. I am truly indeed grateful for you all hopping on each Tuesday morning with me and just being with me for so long. And I just bless God for you, and I'm just so excited. So I'm going to get into our scripture reading on today. Those who will be watching the replay and coming on later, and those who will be joining me this morning, don't forget our Empowered to Win, which is June the 24th. The early bird special is getting ready to end on June 1st. Don't miss it. They'll be able to register and come to the conference. So even if you decide to come and pay at the door, amen. But I just bless God, and I just want you all to register before that time. Amen and amen. Let me see who's okay. Oh, you can't? All right, Mom, I'm so sorry. Hold on, guys. I got you. Yay! Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so you all can hear me now. Put in the chat that you can hear me. Can't hear you. Mm-hmm. Amen. I didn't even hear you, Vanellium. I didn't see your comment. Thank you, Mom and Renee. I guess y'all can hear me now, right? Okay, it's good now. Amen. I'm steady just talking and talking. Okay. Amen. Okay. Amen. So I want to say good morning to everybody who was hopping on. I bless God for you all. Each week that you, that's what I was saying earlier, each week that you come on and join with me, I am so happy that you come on with me each week. I bless God for you. I bless God for just your joy. And most of all, I thank God for your growth. When I see the pictures on Facebook and I see you doing your thing, I'm just blessing God that God is just using you mightily and that he's doing a great work through you. So I bless God for that. Amen. So on this morning, we're going to be talking about it's good, y'all. Say it's good. Put tight it's good in your chat, even if you don't feel like it's good. Oh, trust me, it's good. It's good. So don't forget to register. June the 1st is coming. The early bird special is going to end. You still have time to register after that. You just won't get the early bird special. But you can cash at me at Hope Victoria's, which is above on the border up there. You can see all my social media handles. You can Cash App me under Hope Victorious and put in the comments registering for conference, or you can go to Eventbrite, which is Empowered to Win 2023 on Eventbrite. The link is on my Hope Victorious page. You can go to Eventbrite. We also are doing great things with our younger diamonds this year, our younger girls, 7 to 14, all from 7 to our teenage years. We have a separate workshop for them. So bring your nieces, your grandchildren, your granddaughters, your neighbors' kids, your coworkers, girls. Bring them because they are diamonds. Amen. And we are all diamonds. So I am really super excited about this Empowered to Win. This is my third one. And I am truly indeed grateful to God. We have some dynamic speakers that going to come before you. So you got to come on. And it's only from 10 to 2, you guys. Be empowered. Lots of good treats and goodies for you. But on this morning, we're going to be talking about it's good. It's good. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We bless you. We lift you up and we give you the highest praise, Lord God. We thank you for today and we thank you for every day, God. We thank you for moving and shaking. We thank you for always being in the midst of us. God, we pray, Father God, for the Avenger family on today, for losing our loved one, Adrian, Reverend Adrian Avenger, Father God. Lord, if you continue to just touch the whole family, God. Touch their broken hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we bless you on today. We glorify your name, God. It's in Jesus' name we do pray, amen and amen. God is so faithful, and he is so good, and I just bless the name of the Lord. On this morning, I said to myself, why are you so calm on this morning? Because normally I wake up, and I'm always hyped up. I don't even have to have coffee to be hyped up. But on this morning, I was, I don't know why. I'm not down or anything like that, but my spirit wasn't low, but I was like real calm and real mellow. And sometimes, believe it or not, I can get like that, real calm and mellow. I know some of y'all who have known for a long time is like, you always hyped up. So, amen. So I'm going to go into our scripture reading one today. So let me see. Okay. So on this morning, I'm going to be coming from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1, and the word of the Lord reads, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reign over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. Is that something what God say? Just go and go. I will send thee to Jesse, to the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king amongst his people. Let me read that again. So that's 1 Samuel chapter 16, and it says, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul? How long will you mourn for Saul? Seeing I have rejected him, seeing that he have rejected him from reigning over Israel, fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me, God was talking about me, a king among his sons. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. It's something how you can study the Bible, you can study scriptures, and then every time you read that scripture, it's something that stands out when he says, I have provided me a king. Oh, Jesus. For the people. He has provided a king for him. So God handpicked David for that. He handpicked him for the job. But he asked Saul a question. Why are you still mourning Saul, whom I rejected? He asked Samuel, the priest Samuel, he asked him that because he was still mourning Saul because Saul was the king over Israel. And he mourned him when he knew that God had rejected him because Saul was disobedient to God, and he didn't listen to him, and God was gracious and merciful to him, just like God is gracious and merciful to us, Lord, on this morning. is merciful to us. But Samuel felt like he had to mourn Saul, knowing that God has rejected him. In other words, God said, that's not good for y'all. He's no good for you all. But you're still mourning that thing that I rejected. And sometimes in the midst of God removing people from out of our lives, we become upset with God. And sometimes fear comes on the inside of us. What's going to happen to us if I walk out? What's going to happen to me if I take on another job? What's going to happen if I relocate? What's going to happen if I move from this place to that place? Or what's going to happen if I move from my circle who I've been with for I don't know how many years? I've been rolling with these people for 50, for 20, for 10 years, 5, 3 years, and they was always committed to me. But what's going to happen if I leave these circle of friends? What's going to happen to me? When God reject people or tell you, hey, you need to stop hanging around on people, or hey, you need to shift and switch jobs, or hey, you need to apply for this, or I need to move you out, or I need to send you to a place. And we say, we're not doing that because we're mourning home. We're mourning our friends. We're mourning our family. We're mourning those things that's familiar to us. And God had to ask him a question. Why are you still mourning Saul, whom I rejected? He said, fill your horn with oil. He told him to go because he had to go to anoint, go to Jesse's house, who was a Bethlehemite who lived in Bethlehem. He had to send him there just so he can see the new king. So God wasn't into why you still mourning what was lost. Or why you was, especially when God took it from you, especially when God, when you, and there's some things that happen in life where we know for sure that God shifted some things for us, and we still be holding on to that thing like gravity. It still be pulling us down instead of moving out and still letting those things go, letting those emotions go, letting those feelings go, letting those things go that's hindering us. Because if we allow it to stay, we can't ever see what's good for us ahead of us. Because we're so busy holding on to that thing that God said is done. God said get over it. God said move past it. Now, God is a merciful God. He really is. And he understands us when we long for people, when we long for situations, we long for places. He understands that. But it do come a time when he's like, okay, you didn't mourn enough, but you got to move past that. Because you can't even see what I had before you because you're still crying over who left you. You're still crying over the job that I said, I got something better for you. Leave that job that you've been on for 10 years, 15 years because I got to shift you somewhere else. It may not even be leaving that company, but maybe shifting you to another position, shifting you to another floor. But I've been riding and rolling with these here folks for 20 years on this floor. Okay, well, it's a shift change. God is shifting you to another floor. And if you don't go to another floor, you don't even see the great things that God has before you. My topic and title today is It's Good. It's good even when you can't see that it's good. It's good, why? Because God says that it's good. It's good, why? Because God is repositioning you for good. Because God is not going to give you something that's trash. He's not going to give you something that's filthy. He's going to give you something that's so great. But you got to keep moving amongst all that rubble underneath you and keep moving until you see that it is good. It's good because with the taste and see that it is good. It's good. Everything that God has given to you, everything that he's done, it is good. But you got to get to the place to know that it's good. And stop beating yourself up about what you left. Stop beating yourself up about what's lost. And you know what? I asked when I was sitting here waiting for the show to start, I said to myself, it's something how God shifts you. And actually it was a thought on my mind because I was thinking about Hagar last night. And it's something how God shifts you from a place that you can't even see when he's shifting you. Because you're still around those same folks. You're still around that same atmosphere. You're still around those same people. You got to move past those people. You got to move past that place to grow. But sometimes it's hard because you got those same people pulling you down. But you allow them to pull you down instead of moving out from that place, instead of moving from that place that you know that God has for you that is so good. And that's why God asked him, why are you still mourning Saul? I have rejected him. you know, fill your horn with oil, because you got to go to Bethlehem, the Bethlehemite. You got to go to his house, the Bethlehemite. You got to go to his house, Samuel, and you got to go in and you got to anoint. You got to anoint his sons. It's a son among them that's a king. And it's so crazy because, as I read, God never told him which one was king. He just said, you got to go to the Bethlehemite house, Jesse's house. It's here. It's a son that's the king that's among them. But he never told him. And is that something? And it seemed like in the midst of your tears, in the midst of everything that's going on around you, and you praying and you asking God, and God is saying, stop mourning, stop crying, and just go where I send you. Go, even in the midst of your tears, even in the midst of you feel like you failed, even in the midst of the weight is just, the world is just weighing on you. He told him to just go. He said, go and fill your oil, fill the horn with oil. But he never told him what son of Jesse had many sons, but what son are you telling me to anoint? What son are you telling me that's the king? But see, all Samuel had to do was just go. Because, see, everything that God does for you is good. He'll make every crooked path straight. You just got to trust him. And that's the thing. You got to trust him. So Samuel had to trust God in the midst of moving forward what he told him to do. Because, see, he couldn't see anything because he was still mourning Saul. Somebody who wasn't even good to him. Somebody who God told you, that person's not good for you. That situation is not good for you. Those circumstances are not good for you. Those people are not good for you. And you're still on the phone. You're still calling. You're still being surrounded with their negative. My dad always said, my mom says this too, with a leopard, spots may change, but it's still a leopard. So sometimes a person may be kind and nice, but underneath that, they're still the same person. They're still the same woman. They're still the same man. It's no changes. But it looks like that person changed. It looks like that person changed. That person really didn't change. Mm-hmm. And that's not for everybody. But I'm saying those people who God, that you know that God had put that feeling on the inside of you to let you know that feeling that you're ignoring because you want it so bad, you want to be around them, you want to be at that place, you want to be in that situation, you want to be in them circumstances. I'm talking about that when you know God is telling you no, but you're still going back. Stop treading backwards and move forward. See, the thing about it is that you can't see what God has before you because you keep looking back at those things. Like, it's feel like gravity, the weight is pulling you back. Stop looking. That place, situation, thing, person is gone. And they may not have died. I'm not talking about dying physically, but they may have died in a way where they're no longer a part of your journey. So they're no longer a part of your world anymore. So you have to move past that to see what God has before you. And I'm just thinking, as I read the scripture about 1 Samuel chapter 16, God was asking him a question, because why are you still mourning when I rejected him? But see, Samuel couldn't even see what God had that had so great before him because he was still crying over what was lost. Saul was going to be replaced. He had a new king for him. He said, I'm choosing the king. See, when God chooses something, you know that it's good. But it's up to us to trust God in that circumstances, on that circumstance or that situation, place, or thing. It's up to us to trust God. But we don't trust God in that way because we can't see it, because it's not familiar to us, because it's not what I had before. Well, God has to shift you. And yes, I'm not saying it's an easy thing. It's a scary thing stepping out on some things where it's unfamiliar for you. And it is unfamiliar. And when it's unfamiliar, it's unfamiliar. And certain things is unfamiliar to you. So you don't step out because you are afraid. But stop being so afraid and step out and trust God. Stop mourning those things that's gone, that's no more. I don't care if you walk in the store and you see them. If you know that person or place or thing is not a part of your life anymore, you got to move past that place. And if God tell you not to walk up into that place, if he tell you not to go to that place, then you can't go. I remember when God was calling me out of going to the bars and hanging out and drinking, and he started leaning certain bars. And I'm like, why is he like taking certain things from me? He was taking certain things from me. Jesus, he's so merciful. I got Sandy on here, and Testament is you can think back and remember. But it was certain places that we pulled up to, and God said, you can't go in there. And I'm like, why can't I go in that bar? I like that place. And I was obedient to God, and I sat in the car, and I didn't go. Sandy had went in, and when a friend is your friend, they're your friend. She didn't pressure me, why are you not going in there? Come on and go in there. She said, okay. She understood me. She said, okay. She didn't question me. That's what I'm saying. When you have a group of friends who are really your friends, because she never questioned me. She just got out the car, had a good time, and when it was over, she got back in the car, and the bartender had came out and said, how come I'm not coming in? Is it me? Did I do something to offend? I said, no, it's not you. It's not you. I'm just not coming in today. Because when you start saying things like God said, people start thinking you're crazy. But I'm like, you know what, Lord, if you said it, but he started winning things and taking things from me. So it was one place that he said I couldn't go in, and I was obedient to God. Yes, I was out there clubbing, having a good time, drinking and all that kind of stuff, but when God would speak to me, whoa, Jesus, let me tell you, I would hear him clearly. First of all, it's no mistakes when you hear God. It's no mistakes when he call your name. It's no mistakes when he speak to you. Okay, you could be in sin and God be like speaking to you. You'd be like, okay, I listened and I stayed in the car and I waited and then I went to another place and it was okay for me to go to that bar, that club. But that particular one, then you start weaning different ones from you. Okay, now you can't go in that one. I'm like, oh my God, now there's two places I can't go. But I was obedient to God. And pretty soon, he just took the whole taste out of my mouth for clubbing. Going to bars, he just took it out of my mouth. But what I'm saying to you is that being obedient to God, and this joy that I feel today is better than the feeling I got drinking, the better the feeling I got clubbing, the better the feeling I got now is a better feeling than what I used to do. But I'm not knocking those who still go out, because it's nice to go out. It's nice to enjoy a nice evening. It is, but the type of party I was going, was not good. It wasn't good for me. So God saw winning the things out. Now, I do have a good time when I go to a wedding reception. Let me tell you, I tear that dance floor up because I still love the dance. Amen. That's why I'd be like, oh, you get married? Oh, okay, I'm there. And I'm tearing that dance floor up because I love the dance. So there's nothing wrong with going out into events and having a great time. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the way I was living at that time, God started meaning different things and shifting things in my life so I could not do those things anymore. But what I'm saying to you is that in the midst of Saul being disobedient to God caused him to lose his reign as being a king. But then God had somebody else come up underneath him, which was King David, hallelujah, who God chose, who God anointed as king. But he told Samuel, you can't even do my work. I'm thinking this paraphrasing, you can't even do the work I called you to do because you're so busy mourning. We're so busy crying over what we lost and what's going or what we can't do anymore. And our lives have shifted that we can't even see the good that's before us. The good was the good king that God was going to anoint as king. But Samuel couldn't even see that. He couldn't, as connected as he was to God, he couldn't even see that. So what I'm saying to you on today is that you got to trust God in the process of things that you don't see. You got to trust God when he says to let go and let God. You got to trust God when he says, hey, you got to back up from that place that you're at. You got to come from out there. I got another place for you to live. I got another place for you to go. And stop beating yourself up about what you didn't do yesterday, because it's a whole brand new day to get things right. Your folk may be upset with you. Your folk may be mad at you because you can't do the things that you used to do, but it's okay because this is a great feeling. I ask God, Lord, take that part from me, that sinful nature that I was in. Let me experience the goodness of you. And when that God breathed on me, one that I never forget, I was in my maybe 19 or 20, no, about 22. And God breathed on me and allowed me to feel the feeling that I have now being in him. And it was the best feeling I could possibly have. But it was a process for me because I just didn't turn my life around just then. It was a process. And it took a couple years, but God saw reading different things from my heart and my mind and my spirit that I thought that was so good but was not good. That's why the topic on today is it's good, because when God says that it's good, it's good. So stop fearing the unknown. Stop fearing things that you can't see, things that's not tangible, that you can feel. Stop. Trust God and move out on that thing. But when Saul, when Samuel got to a place where he stopped mourning Saul, he was able to see something that was good before him. Sometimes you have to dry your eyes because you can't see what's before you because you're so emotional, because you can't see what's good before you. But everything God does is good. Everything that he does for you is good. You just have to trust him in that season. And yes, it hurts. Yes, it does. And God does give you time to get over it. He gives you time to put the covers over your head. But when it's time to move out on that thing, when it's time to shift to another place, it don't have to be geographically, but it could be a place where your mindset has changed, the way you think, the way you operate, how you see different things in life. Amen? So be encouraged on today. Be encouraged on today. Let him, let God know that you do trust him. You're loving on him in spite of how life threw you a curveball, okay? You got to bounce back from that curveball because God is with you. He got you. He got you in his hands. He cares for you. Amen? So my podcast is for you guys. I enjoyed you all so much on this morning. I want to thank those who already registered for the conference. God is so faithful. You still have time to register. It's not until June 24th, but the early bird special is June 1st. I am just so excited on today and excited about his word, excited about all the great things that he's doing. Amen. So I'm just encouraged. If anybody want to say something in the chat, I'll try to read your comments. Amen. How y'all feeling about mourning those things that God told you to get over, mourning those things that you have lost, like how y'all feel about that, you know what I'm saying? Because you can actually be in a place where you're not really understanding the shift, not really understanding what's going on. But I have learned in my journey those great things that God has before me, I had to stop mourning those things that were gone, that were lost, because God had greater things for me. He had a greater work for me to do, great things for me, but I was so stuck on holding on to those things, and I had to get past those things because God couldn't bless if I was still holding on. Amen? So I came from 1 Samuel chapter 16 on today. So God bless you. I know God is smiling upon you. I know that he loves you. He cares for you. And God is, he's so merciful. He's everything, guys. He's everything. Amen? So let us pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We lift you up and we give you the highest praise, oh God. We thank you for today and we thank you for every day, God. We thank you for just always moving and shifting and blessing us, Father. We thank you for just being so creative, God, so loving us, God. And we just thank you for just being you. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you for caring for us, Father. We thank you for the shift, God, on today, God. We thank you, Lord God, on today. We thank you, God. We thank you. We worship you, God. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. And we ask that, God, you continue to touch the Avenger family right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wrap your loving arms around them, Father. Keep them in your care, Lord God. Bless them like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. You are victorious. Amen. And thank you for those who are dialed in on today. Thank you for those who are listening in. Amen, amen. I can't identify all the numbers, but I have memorized. My sister Nikki is on here. Hello, Nikki. Hello, Evangelist Catherine. There's other people on here, too, but there's no names that pop up when you dial in. So God bless you all, and I'll see you all on next week. Hi, Mary. I was just thinking about you. How are you? Hi, Sandy. Hi, Mom. Let me see if I can, excuse me, God, go down and see who else is on here. Miss Renee. Mom Cindy. Mary. I know I've seen some more names, but they're not like popping up on here. But okay. All right, so. Oh, yeah. Let me see something. Hi, Michelle. Let me see. I know sometimes it, like, hides the names on here. I don't know why, but okay. But I'm getting ready to end this broadcast now. I'm not sure if anybody wanted to comment. I will open it up to those on Blog Talk Radio. If you press 1, I can take your call before we end this broadcast. If it's something that you wanted to say about the word or just something you just wanted to add. Amen. But if not, I am going to close out on here. And you know what? I just want to just say this one last thing before I get off of here. I have been, and I am going to talk about this soon, but I haven't talked about it yet, in terms of just changing the way I eat, changing the way the things I put in my body, because I had like a health scare, and I'm like, whoa, let me get myself together. And I was talking to Evangelist Catherine, and I said, you know what? I said, I am probably going to go back to those foods. And she said, yeah, but why would you? Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. That might tie in with our message on today. She said, why would you go back to that? Because what you're doing is working for you. So why would you go back to your old ways? She didn't say old ways. I'm just saying this. Why would you go back to those things that's not good for you and what you're doing now is working for you? And I thought about it, and I want to thank her because I said, you know what? She's absolutely right. But in my mind, because I've just been eating all fruits and all vegetables, and it has totally regulated my pressure, my blood pressure, and stops all the heart palpitations. And the thing about it, being pre-diabetic, all of that stuff, just by I changed the way that I was eating, and I prayed about it, and God told me which way to go. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. In my mind, I'm thinking I'm going to go back to the way I used to eat, but I'm going to just do that in moderation. That's what I was saying. But then here I am talking about, listen, God, something. Oh, God, I thank you. Because here I am talking about Saul mourning those things that was not good for him that was gone. But here I am, well, and I told my sister Nikki and my mom, my sister Penny, I'm actually mourning food. Oh, my God, I am actually mourning food. Like I was in the bed the other day because I can't eat those kind of foods anymore. And I said food is like a relationship. So I had to detoxify my whole system. And that's how we do relationships. Things that's toxic to us, we need to abort and don't allow that thing to come back in. Amen. I don't care if it's a friendship with one of your girlfriends. I don't care if it's a relationship with a guy or a guy with a girl, it's a guy that's listening, if it's a relationship with a female, and if it's females listening, if it's a relationship with a male. What I'm saying to you is that I was going to go back to that thing, that those things that were not good for me that was tearing my body apart. So here I am preaching about God is preaching to me. Because why would I go back to that thing that was tearing me up at the first time? Why would I go back to those old habits and those old ways if what I have now is working for me? And how about, and it's good. And it's good, y'all. So, oh, my God, God is so faithful. God is probably like, no, sis, you preaching to them, and I'm preaching to you, too. Amen? Because here I am going back to my love, which was the love of food in the way that I was eating. And then I said to myself, after I get my pressure in order, get whatever diabetes they say that's creeping up. They say I was pre-diabetic. After I get that under control, then I'm going to go back and I'm just going to eat in moderation those foods. No. But when she said to me, I said, oh, my gosh, but look at God on today, because, see, that's how we do. That's how we do. We'll take what's good for us and God will give you, isn't that something, how God will give you like an inkling or like a vision of what's good for us. And then it's up to us to go down that journey. So see, it was up to Saul or to Samuel to go down and find the new king, even though God told us and he didn't tell us what to do. He didn't tell Samuel who to go to. He told him where to go, but he didn't tell him which one. Because sometimes we got to work some things out for ourselves. I had to work that thing out for myself. And even though God told me what to do, it was still up to me to get up, start juicing, start doing all the right things, start eating some vegetables, start juicing, and doing things in my life that I need to do for my own body and my own health. But it's a process. And sometimes you don't want to work at that thing. You just want God to heal us. No, you got to go, Jesus, thank you. We sit back and say, oh, God, heal me. But, okay, what part are you planning that? Oh, yes, God can cut you and heal you. But you got to work out your soul salvation. Faith without works is dead. So how are you working it? No, I had to get up from where I was, get up from the bed, in and out of the ER. I had to do something about that. When God told me what to do, he told me to start juicing, I started juicing. So I incorporate juice, vegetables all day long within my diet. If I'm not eating it raw, I'm juicing fresh vegetables in the juicer. So how I cut down the cost is I don't have to go to high-end stores for some good vegetables and food. I can go, we have something called California called Food for Less, or I can go to Aldi's. Child, when I see somebody walking with an Aldi bag, I said, I do it with an Aldi's here. So going to Aldi's and cutting the cost of my fruits and vegetables, and I put that in my body. When I tell you I felt so good within that first week, my pressure was regulated. Within that first week, my sugar, everything was down. When I tell you everything, now my pressure is so regulated. I've been on this here journey since March, guys. I'll fill you in more about it, but when I tell you, I feel so good. So think about the things that you put in your body that's tearing yourself up. Stop mourning those things that's going. Okay, for me, all that meat and all that cheesesteaks and hoagie, which I love, and I know I'm from Philly, and I love it, and I'm not saying it's not good for you, but it's not good for me. So I had to turn everything around, the way I eat, the way I think. Everything had to be shifted, and I did it. I did it with God's grace. I did it with his strength because I couldn't do it on my own. It's either you live or you die, because I was dying, y'all. I'm telling you. And in the ER, when I experienced so sick like that, oh, my God, my son had to help me to the car. When I tell you, I knew I was going to be out. I said, God, help me, God, help me. And he did. But I did my part. When I asked him what to do, he showed me what to do, told me what to do. I went back to all the plant-based foods. No, I'm not a complete vegan because I still eat fish twice a week. I know they still don't eat it no more twice a week because of the mercury, but I eat it twice a week. So I still eat fish within my regimen, within my diet, but everything else is just fruit and vegetables. I eat a lot of vegan products, but I make a lot of the vegan. I have the vegan recipes. I Google it, go on TikTok, go on YouTube, go on Instagram, and I create my own meals. But when I tell you, I feel so good. When I tell you, the weight just start dropping. I wasn't even looking for the weight to drop. I just wanted to be healthy, but the weight just start dropping. So what I'm saying to you is take care of yourself. Stop wanting those things that's not good for you. I don't care if it's a physical person or the situation, place, or thing. Stop wanting those things that's not good for you. Let that go and trust God. Amen. Amen. So what I'm saying to you is that trust God in the midst and know that he is faithful and know that he loves you and know that he cares for you because God got you. He got you. Amen. So God bless you all. I hope that helped on today. Thank you, Vances Catherine, for that because I so appreciated that, what you told me, because, yeah. I mean, my family, I told them all about it, but I was so sick, you guys. I don't even know. I know they don't know how sick I was because I didn't want to bother them because I know they would have been on the first plane smoking, especially my mama. They would have been on the first plane smoking. I know my sisters would have been right behind them, so I did not let them know how sick I was. But, guys, I was so sick in my body. But you gotta live. You need to live on today. I'm telling you, you have to live and take care of yourself. You have to incorporate fruits and vegetables in your diet and teach your kids how to eat. I was never a good eater anyway, but then now I'm forced to eat. I'm forced to work out. I used to love to work out, but I am, like, really working out because I want to work out and to be healthy. So what I'm saying, even you take little steps, and I'm not saying it was an easy thing. It wasn't an easy thing, but I had to trust God. You know, as much as I love coffee, I gave up coffee just for those 10 days. But I knew it wasn't the coffee that was making me ill, because coffee has so many good benefits to it. You know, it was good for your skin, coffee. They have so many great benefits to coffee. So I knew it wasn't the coffee, but I got off of it for the 10 days, and I juiced. And when I tell you, my whole life turned around. So you don't have to buy the most expensive juicer. You can just juice what you have. Some people use a blender and blend the fruits and vegetables. So whatever you could have in your home that you can do, or just eat it raw if you don't have a juicer. Just eat it raw. I had to work it out. I didn't go out and buy no juicer. I was one here, so I just used what was here. But what I'm telling you, I knew I was a goner because I was not treating my body right. And sometimes we feel as though because we're thin, we're healthy. You know, thin don't make you healthy. Your eating habits make you healthy. And I went back to all plant foods, everything of the earth. Fruit, vegetables come from the earth. That's God. God made all of that. Amen. So, yeah. So I just want to say I'm not one of those people bashing, oh, you shouldn't eat meat. No, no, no. I'm saying what was good for me. And what's good for me is that I was fighting for my life, literally, guys. I was, because I was so sick, so sick. I told my sisters and my family about it, my mom, but they didn't know to what degree. My mom could hear it over the phone, but when I tell you, it was like, because he will fight your battles for you. He will fight your battles for you. And God fought my battle for me, but I did my part, and my part was to eat right and to treat my body right and what I put into my mouth. Amen. So one podcast, I am going to talk about it some more. And I'm going to tell you with my daily regimen, the different foods, what I do in the morning. Yeah, I got all kind of immune boosters by vegetables. Look, I be researching, Googling. Let me tell you, Google is like my best friend right now. Amen. Googling and juicing and, oh, my God, when I tell you research, doing studies on food and, you know, just so I could be a better me, and I want you to be a better you. So I'm like, Lord, what is that going to look like for me on Thanksgiving and Christmas this year? My mother's like, don't worry about it. We can make some decent dishes for you. I'm like, so with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, my God, I'm going to miss my turkey. Oh, my God, I'm going to miss my chicken. And it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd rather live and give up those things so I can live. And those things was tearing me up. The way I was eating was tearing me up, you know. So even when check this out. Even when I tried to do it in moderation, I even tried doing it in moderation. And in moderation, I was still ill. Oh, my God, guys. So I knew I had to just stop it altogether. So God bless you all. I'm going to hop off of here. I love you. Hoping God and know that you are victorious. And God got you, and he cares for you. He is faithful. He is faithful. Trust God on today. I love you all, and I'll see you all on next Tuesday. Don't forget to register for the conference and Power to Win. Thank you, guys, the ones who have already registered. I'm, like, super fast. Look, I didn't got my strength back, guys. I didn't got my heightness back. I'll see you all on next Tuesday. Love you guys. Bye.